Moncrief on News Talk.
Henry McKean, as you've been hearing, no doubt, has been reporting from LA because of the Oscars and the great wins of Richie Baynum and Jesse Buckley. But while he was there, he did get the chance to show off his pecs on one of the many beaches in LA and find out about the coming reboot of Baywatch.
My name is Pono Barnes. I'm a captain ocean lifeguard for the Los Angeles County Fire Department. I think every lifeguard kind of has their interesting story on how they found this profession, but it's all kind of rooted in some type of and form of love for the water and the ocean, and maybe that initial love can start in a pool and develop for love for the ocean. But mine's began here in Los Angeles, specifically down in the Hermosa Redondo Beach area. I grew up in the water, surfing, just hanging out at the beach all the time. I didn't even know that there were lifeguards. It was just like a thing that was in the background because I was so busy, like, just being a kid, being in the water and doing all that fun stuff. Usually people get involved in the junior lifeguard program pretty early on, but I was already like a sophomore in high school at the time. And my younger sister was like, "I'm going to do junior lifeguards." And I was like, "What? Like, I'm the water person. You're not the water person." And so, like, out of spite and a friendly sibling rivalry, I was like, "Well, I'm doing junior lifeguards too." And so I hopped in and took the swim test that spring, and I was probably 4 feet taller than most of the applicants that were trying out for junior lifeguards at the time. And so I got in, did the swim test, and then got into junior lifeguards, and I was like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. And I had super cool junior lifeguard instructors that were just he was a chemistry teacher at a local high school, but would just like loved everything about the ocean and swimming and everything under the moon. He was he would make his own telescopes. He was just a super interesting, eclectic dude, and that's kind of like every lifeguard. They come to the beach for the summertime and lifeguard, but they have a whole nother life and a career and passions outside of lifeguarding. And so you have this huge pool of just super interesting people. So just through that mentorship, I just got kind of inspired. And he was like, "Hey, this is actually a pretty good career. After college and maybe even through college, you could make this like a real thing." And I was like, "Ah, I don't know. I just like going to the beach to surf." And he was like, "No, you need to come here and work. This is a cool thing." So I was like, "All right, well, I'll try out." And trained really hard and then got on right out of high school.
Hi, I'm Matt Nix. I'm the showrunner of the reboot of Baywatch.
How excited are you that Baywatch is coming back? It's being rebooted. I'm excited.
I couldn't be more excited. It was an incredible experience from start to finish. And whenever you're invited onto something this iconic, you kind of have to pinch yourself. It's a show that I grew up with. And so the opportunity to do something that all of my high school friends have heard of is very exciting.
I was a teenager when it came out. And I have to say, what a show. The drama, the love interests, everything, even Baywatch After Dark, the spin-off. Bringing it back and modernizing it, what can we expect?
Well, I mean, I think it's our goal to respect the original and honor the original and also bring it forward for a new generation. And so I think we're going to be doing a lot of things that fans of the original will really enjoy. Will there be slow motion running on the beach? Yes, but a new version of slow motion running on the beach. There's going to be sun and drama and sand and all of the things that people love. At the same time, we're doing a show for a new generation. So there's going to be, I think, a new kind of storytelling, some really exciting action. There's a lot more you can do now than you could do back then. And we're super excited for it.
So we're here on Venice Beach, and it's just like Baywatch, the TV show. And like that, I was obsessed with Baywatch. And behind us, we have a real lifeguard station, but also a prop attached to it. Baywatch, the TV show, is coming back. I know you were quite young when it started out. For me, I was kind of an early teenager. It's going to be made by Fremantle. They're going to start filming in just the next few days, and then we'll probably see it on our TV screens in about a year's time. How excited are you? And why do you think Mitch Buchanan and the crew just changed LA County lifeguards globally? It became a global phenomenon.
Initially, when I became a lifeguard, Baywatch had been, had kind of come and passed, and it was kind of this thing in the back of my mind, and I was like, "Oh, that's cheesy, and that's not real." And then after kind of doing the job for a number of years and being on for a while and kind of creating my own, you know, depth and breadth of knowledge of rescues and all that stuff, it wasn't actually until I was up snowboarding and we were stuck in the cabin and we were watching reruns of Baywatch. And I was like watching it. I'm like, oh, this is so cheesy, whatever. And I'm looking at it again. I'm like, wait, that actually kind of happened. And that other story, that episode, that actually kind of happened. You know, definitely sensationalized for sure. But there's definitely strings of truth in the episodes. And so I'm stoked it's coming back. It's definitely brought the profession of lifeguarding to, you know, millions and millions of eyes all over the world. And I definitely don't think lifeguarding here in Los Angeles County and lifeguarding period, you know, would be the same without the television show. So it's cool to see it come back and cool to see it back here in LA. The original TV show was filmed at our Will Rogers headquarters up in the Pacific Palisades area. So we're doing kind of a similar thing where this new round of the TV show is being filmed right here in Venice at one of our headquarters. Though they've spruced it up quite a bit and it looks very impressive, and I hope that they leave the set behind because it's pretty cool.
In the original 90s Baywatch show, they had real lifeguards in the show too. Would you like to join the cast?
I would like to be like somebody in the background doing something goofy, and just because I think it'd be funny, but I don't want to be like on the TV show. I think it'd be pretty funny to be like someone that gets rescued, and then I could share that with my kids later on. Be like, hey, look, that's me. That's the guy stuck in the rip current, or you know, falling off the boat or whatever.
And will you advise them and say that's realistic or perhaps that's not realistic?
So one of the cool things is the show's creator, Greg Bonin, is a lifeguard. He's been a lifeguard since the beginning. He's still on with us. He is super involved with the Junior Lifeguard program, and he is here and he's heavily involved with the whole process, the whole thing. And so he is like our tie to the realism, and he wants to make it real, and he is equally passionate about the career and the profession as I am and my fellow coworkers and lifeguards. And so I feel like the reputation and the realism is in good hands.
I'm Greg Bonin, executive producer and co-creator of Baywatch.
You brought Baywatch into our lives back in the 90s, early 90s, even 89. Here we are all these years later. How proud are you?
I'm very proud. This is even sweeter the second time around. I didn't know what was happening my first time around. Now I do. I know how special this show is and how meaningful it was to so many people around the world. So thank you for staying with us, and we hope to make you even prouder this next time.
And you are a real lifeguard, and not just that, you're still involved.
I am still a lifeguard. I'm unfortunately, I'm the oldest guy now, but I love it. My best friends are lifeguards. I'm now working for my best friend's sons and daughters, who are my bosses.
Congratulations, and onwards and upwards, and you have made many, many teenage boys and girls across the globe very happy.
Wait till you see our new cast. It's a spectacular show. Matt Nix right there is our head writer. He's fabulous. And I couldn't be prouder of what you're going to see soon.
Back then in the 90s, it was a global show, the biggest show on Earth. Now that the media landscape changed, there's still going to be a huge amount of nostalgia for the show and a new generation. Do you think you'll hit those highs like they did in the 90s?
Do I think that we're going to have well over a billion people worldwide watching the show? We can aspire to that. One thing I will say is we're really counting on Ireland, so please, guys, you've got to come through for us. We need you. In general, I think that we're definitely aiming to appeal to fans of the original. If you have that nostalgia for the original, we're going to be bringing back some of the original players from the original show to service those fans, and because they're great. You know, this is officially a continuation of the show that people knew and loved, not a redo or some sort of commentary on the original. This is basically the 12th season of Baywatch. There's been a big hiatus, but we're back.
Wow. And if I actually did my own little slow-mo now on the beach, would that be strange?
No, I think that would be great. One of the things that I want Irish people to understand is we need you out here because the Irish fans' bodies can actually act as reflectors for sunlight on the beach. We can light the actors by surrounding them with Irish people. I've spent a lot of time in Ireland. My first writing jobs were all in Ireland, so I have an attachment to the place and its people. I'm mostly Irish myself, so I speak from experience.
So we're here on Venice Beach, where the new Baywatch will be filmed, and now I've got to try and do that slow-mo. So here goes. So I'm just running. Running along the water here. And you can hear the waves. And I just have to imagine that I'm Mitch Buchanan here as a LA County lifeguard. Oh, that is so thrilling. Oh, wow.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody, but the edge of surrender's inside. Don't you worry, it's gonna be alright. Cause I'm always ready, I won't let you out of my sight.
And as far as you know, Henry McKean is still running along that beach. And we haven't been able to locate him for several hours now. That was Henry there reporting on the reboot of Baywatch, which is coming at some point this year. It's going to be on Fox in the US. I don't know if there's any word as to where it will be available here or when indeed it will be available here.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.